Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Traditional leader lauds UPND's development record. LCC demolishes 78 illegal structures along Kafue Road. In foreign news, Zimbabwe's president holds talks with Pope Leo in Rome. And in sports, Olympia Africa Center athletes welcome the King's Baton Relay. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Lusaka City Council LCC, in collaboration with State Police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted along Kafue Road. Speaking in a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. Ms. Mwamba says this operation forms part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across Lusaka. Ms. Mwamba says the structures in question had become known hideouts for criminal activities or elements targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents.
City Council, in collaboration with State Police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted along Kafue Road. The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements.
Lusaka's Mtendere Ward 34 councillor under Mnali constituency has commended government over the development projects through the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Councillor Boniface Chibeka says through CDF, the constituency has done several projects, which include the construction of a 1x4 classroom block at Chinama Special School, construction of roads from Vera Chiluba to Jesus Government and Mtendere Road to Niza Road. Mr. Chibeka says works are currently underway to upgrade the Mahati Magandi football ground, which is the only sports facility in the world and is of importance to a lot of youths who play football and prevents them from becoming junkies. Local news, Masaiti Town Council on the Copper Belt has expressed disappointment with some local contractors for failing to deliver quality works on the Constituency Development Fund supported projects in the district. Speaking during an inspection on CDF projects, Masaiti Town Council Director of Engineering, Liwombela Mulala, says the conduct of some local contractors has negatively impacted project timelines and budgets. Mr. Mulala has disclosed that some local contractors' inability to deliver quality works has been causing delays in the delivery of service to the people in the district. Meanwhile, Mapalo Ward Councillor Clement Machinchi has expressed happiness to see that the works on the maternity annex will be completed soon. Mr. Machinchi says the community in Mapalo Ward is growing fast, hence the completion of the maternity annex will help reduce the distances that expectant mothers have to cover to go and give birth in other health facilities. Now, Senior Chief Kalima Konde of Lunga District in Luapula Province has praised the United Party for National Development, UPND government, under President Hakainde Hichilema, stating it has outperformed all previous administrations in delivering development, decentralizing resources, and promoting accountability. Speaking when Luapula Province Minister Nason Musonda paid him a courtesy call, the Chief Kalima Konde has commended President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership style and fiscal discipline. The Chief has also applauded the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund CDF, describing it as a game changer. He has urged faster progress on clearing blocked water channels and called for improved work culture among local contractors.
I'm going to go to the house.